Clear the screen, shift the scene. You're the writer of this dream. Let go of fear, let go of doubt. Stop playing the version that pulls you out. Clear the screen, clear the noise. Choose again, you've got the choice. The story changes when you see. Anxiety came to set you free.
Welcome back to another Clear the Screen podcast episode. I am Melissa Dealey.
And I am Billy Adme, and this is where anxiety ends and abundance begins. We are super excited to talk about a topic where many of us don't even understand what we go through in order to get to where we want to go. And so this is the journey from pain to purpose and eventually profit, because at the end of the day, everything that we go through has a purpose, and that pain that we go through can be turned into profit, as crazy as that sounds.
And so we would love to share this journey with you, because what we see happening is people falling in the gap because they don't understand the journey. For those of you that are listening right now, I have a slide on the screen. If you want to hop on over and watch this episode on YouTube, please do. However, we will also describe what this looks like. And I'm going to let Billy do that because she's the real estate investor of the two of us. And this picture right now looks like a house. So I'll let you describe it, Billy.
Yes. As you know, through our trainings, we talk about, you know, being the tour guides, and we're taking people on a journey, and that their unconscious mind is the coach. And, you know, when I was thinking about this, by the way, this one slide, we have a whole 2-day masterclass called Amplify Your Mind on this one slide that we have in one of our introductory webinars. And really, there's so much information here. And at the end of the day, the whole purpose of it is we want results, right? That's why in our courses, we train NLP results coaches. At the end of the day, we all want results. We all are working towards something. The problem is when we focus on the results instead of the journey that we need to take in order to get to the results. So for those that are watching, basically this journey kind of looks like a house. And at the top of the roof is the results. And so if you think about, you know, when you're going to build a house, if you only worry about the results, that's like putting the roof of the house on first. It just doesn't make any sense. There's things that we need to do in order for us to actually put the roof on. So the second floor is, if you see on the left, it says problem/pain. Now, obviously, if we want results because we have a problem somewhere, where we have some pain somewhere in our life, whether we want a financial results, whether we want health results, whether we want relationship results, career results, business results, there's some kind of problem, which we are then looking to find the solution. So as Melissa just kind of explained that there's a gap, well, if we go from problem to solution without going through the proper journey, that is like putting on the second floor of the house before the first. And therefore, there's nothing to stand on and you'll fall into the gap. So we got to go down to the bottom level first. We got to build the foundation, or in something that we talk about, remediating the soil first before we even put the foundation on. So after you, first you have to identify that you have a problem, right? That's what we say is pain means pay attention. So once you actually have the awareness, which is the second key, the first is what's the problem. The second is the awareness piece. Once you have the awareness, guess what? Now the third piece is now we can make a choice. We can make a choice of doing something about the problem, or we can make a choice about saying, you know what, the pain's not that bad. And then we can actually go back and you see a little arrow going down from problem to awareness, awareness to choice, and then choice back to the problem. That cycle we call uncomfortable suffering.
We're comfortable suffering. It's comfortable enough that we suffer there. We choose to suffer there.
Yes.
Instead of moving ourselves forward from that choice position into developing the skills, learning something new, and implementing it in our life.
Which is the fourth key that Melissa is just talking about.
Yes. And this is absolutely integral in getting through this journey successfully, because the reality is that you can't solve your problem with the same neurology that created it in the first place. And that's why when you try to skip from the problem to the solution that Billy talked about earlier, you fall in the gap. And so once you've chosen, okay, I'm done with the comfortable suffering anymore because now it's become uncomfortable and I don't want to go there anymore. Now we get to learn something new. Remembering too from past podcasts where we talk about everything is happening for us to learn something. And so whatever has triggered this pain is actually propelling us to this place where we get to learn something new, up-level our neurology. And you'll also remember from previous podcasts that all learning, all behavior, all change is unconscious. It's not enough to just learn it, to just read a book and then put it on the shelf and go, okay, now I've learned it. Now my life's going to change. That's what we call shelf development. We have to learn it and then implement our learning by taking action, by doing the behavior so that the new neurology, which started out just as a little bunny trail, can be developed into a 2-lane road, a 4-lane road, and eventually an 8-lane highway. And as we implement this new learning and then the new behaviors, that's what then leads us to this place of solution without falling in the gap, because we followed the journey that takes us down into the foundation, across the foundation, and we've now built the foundation. So now we can go back up to the second floor,
which is the fifth key Melissa was just talking about, which is the solution. And something I just want to reiterate that Melissa said earlier was that you cannot solve the problem with the same level of neurology that created it in the first place. That is the definition of insanity, which I've heard, I'm sure you've all heard of, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. And so if you keep wanting to do the exact same thing, you're going to get the exact same results. I mean, this is nothing new that we're sharing with you here. And this is what we mean, that you need to expand your neurology, increase those neural pathways, start thinking, behaving, doing things in a way that you haven't done them before. And that's exactly what our work does. It allows you to expand your neural pathways, expand your neurology, and therefore expand your consciousness and your awareness in order for you to access all the solutions and everything that you need, all the resources, which are there in the higher self, as you've heard us talk about before, which is why we want you to be in full alignment with those three minds that we talk about, your conscious mind, your unconscious mind, and then your higher self. Because now once you have that alignment and you have that, as we call it, Navesikapaisa, so you remember us teaching about that, was that doorway to the wisdom. Once that doorway is open, now automatically those results will come. So you don't have to actually focus on the results because they will automatically be a result of the new behaviors that now you are exhibiting. And so if you're not getting the results you want, it's not about, you know, doing more. It's about rewinding the tape and say, what have I been focusing on? What are the things that I've been doing? And how do I shift that in order now to get the results that I want? Now, I talked about this in a training recently about this whole be, do, have concept. You guys have, I'm sure more than people have heard of be, do, have. Be the person you want to be so you can do the things you want to do, so you can have the things you want to do or have. If you look at this picture here, you see that there's six keys, right? Number one is problem. Number two is awareness. Number three is choice. Number four is skills/manage. Number five is solutions. And the number six is results. Of those six keys, only one of them is about having. Okay? So the results is about having, right? You have results. Two of them, the solutions and the skills, are about doing. What are you doing differently? How are you behaving to then manage your life and access the solutions? So three of the keys, the first three, are all about being. Who are you being? And this concept of you got to be the person that you want to be before you do the things you want to do, and then you'll automatically have the things you want to have. And this is why we spend so much time on this first part. And, you know, we talk about happy, healthy, wealthy. Happy is the first piece. Let's get you happy first. Your health will naturally follow suit, and then the wealth will come. And it's a matter of doing it in the proper order in order for you to do it in the least path of least resistance. And that's really what we want to teach here. And you guys all know that I have this easy button on my desk because the amount of times I have heard that, be like, yes, who told you it has to be hard? We always say to people that if it's hard, you're doing it wrong. not to be mistaken for effort. We put a lot of effort into the things that we do. However, it doesn't need to be difficult. Because when it's difficult, that's the universe saying, hello, maybe you're just using the same kind of neurology you've been doing. You need to up-level your skills so therefore you can manage your life easier. And then naturally, what you want will actually happen. Because as we know, Melissa, we're creating our life exactly the way that we're meant to, right?
We absolutely are. With every thought that we have that goes through our mind, we are creating our own reality. And I just want to come back to your comment there about, you know, life is hard. Many of us, myself included, received that programming as young children that you have to work hard in order to be successful. And we invite you to revisit that program, to update that program, that it isn't about it being hard. Yes, it takes effort. And when you tap into the other 90% of your mind, your unconscious mind, that is what gives you the tools to allow you to be able to use the easy button. It is, in fact, your easy button. And we teach these tools inside Amplify Impact Academy. And as Billy said at the very beginning, this one chart that we have managed to condense down into a short podcast as an overview for you, we have built into an entire two-day training, spending time at each of these steps, unpacking it, giving you tools at each step in order to be able to connect with your unconscious mind, build rapport with your unconscious mind, have skills and tools that you can take away from that training in order to be able to up-level yourself. They are the skills that we're teaching you, and then you can implement that into your life as you work on the management piece in the fourth key there, and that is what brings you to the solutions and the results. And you can stop falling in the gap every time you become aware of a problem and just want to skip straight to the solution.
Yes. And if you're interested in learning, this is a self-guided program. We run it a few times a year live. So check out our website at AmplifyImpactAcademy.com under programs. And you can take this at any time. And you've heard Melissa and I talk about this all the time, that these are life skills. Right? They're not something that maybe you will use every day, even though we do use them every day. However, I think of them as swimming, you know, like you're not going to swim every day. However, you know, it could actually save your life. And this, again, is just making life flow. It's just making life easier. And I don't know about you guys, especially right now, depending on when you're listening to this podcast, I think the world just needs a little bit of flow and ease right now at the moment that we're in.
And wouldn't it be wonderful just to be able to reframe your problem and pain instead of wishing it away, to instead ask, okay, why have you shown up in my life? What are you here to teach me? And be able to move through the choice, knowing that the fastest way to the results is to move through the choice and learn the skills, as opposed to choosing comfortable suffering. At the end of the day, nobody really likes that comfortable suffering. And yet, our programming will send us back there because that feels easier. And yet it isn't. It is actually making this entire process take longer. And when you understand that, you can choose differently.
And I know we've all been there. You know, you guys know that I was a police officer for 20 years, probably the last half of my career. I didn't really care for that job anymore. However, I stayed because it paid me every 2 weeks. I had some good benefits, the pension and all that, you know, the whole golden handcuffs, as we call them. And I stayed because, again, the problem wasn't bad enough. The pain didn't hurt as much yet. You know, I know in marriages, people do this. I know in your health, how many times, and Melissa, you know, you being a healthcare practitioner, she's been asked her clients that, you know, was there ever signs? Of course there was. And a lot of times we ignore it. We ignore the pain, which is why we say pain means pay attention. That is the universe talking to you and giving you a little bit of a nudge. And we, you know, we have this joke that, you know, usually it'll just be a flick of sand at the beginning and most people will just kind of blow it off. And then, you know, it'll be like a little pebble and you'll feel it and be like, I don't know what that was. And then it'll be like a rock and it might leave a little bruise, you know, and then, you know, slowly it gets bigger and bigger and bigger until, like, you know, the boulder's put in front of you. You start coming up against it and beating your head against this boulder, wondering what's going on, until, you know, the joke I have is, you know, the house of the Wizard of Oz falls on top of you as someone tries to steal your shiny shoes. And this was me. All right, someone was stealing my shiny shoes. I literally gave up and I was like, what? What is it that I'm doing? I have to pay attention to this pain that is happening in my life. And that's what we don't want people to get to. It doesn't have to get that painful before you have the awareness that, look, this is just the universe guiding me in the direction that I'm meant to be. That's why we say life shouldn't be hard. If you are following your purpose, right? That's why this is called the journey from pain to purpose. If you are following your purpose, life won't be as painful as it should be, because the pain is meant to guide you in the direction that you're meant to be. And before this gets way too spiritual, you know, we all have a goal and a mission and, you know, something to do in this lifetime. All these things that happen to us is for that. As Melissa said at the beginning, everything's happening for us. It's a matter of, are we paying attention and are we bringing it to our awareness, or are we just kind of putting the hand and be like, talk to the hand, I'm just going to continue doing what I'm going to do until it gets to the point where I have to pay attention to it.
And I have a similar story too. I was in the corporate world for 24 years and I loved my job for 22 of those years. And then the boss that I really enjoyed working with, he was let go and I got a new boss. And I really did not enjoy working with her. She was a closed mindset boss, and that began my problem and my pain. And I came into awareness of it, and I was being stubborn. I didn't want to quit because I'd been there long enough. I wanted my payout, and I didn't work even in the same province as her. And so I chose to tolerate the problem for longer. And really, this was a direction from the universe going, you're way too comfortable in this job. You need to get onto your purpose. You're not living it right now. And, you know, gave me that boss in an effort to get me to move. Well, I still didn't move. So after 2 years, guess what? I was let go when big fish bought little fish. Well, that forced me to move, didn't it? Because I couldn't stay in that place anymore. That forced me into learning something new, to getting new skills and implementing that in my life. And that forced me to just follow a path I was just open to. I said, I don't know what's next, universe, guide me. And that's when I was guided into becoming a health coach, into becoming an integrative health practitioner, and then into this work. So as soon as I was open to learning more, all of these opportunities started opening, and that led me to solution. And then now the results that we get at Amplify Impact Academy, both of us living our mission, living our purpose, showing up every day from a place of joy and excitement. And you know, when you love what you do, you never work a day in your life, right? That's where we come from as we show up running Amplify Impact Academy. And to get here, I too had to follow this journey. No one can skip it. You follow this journey with every problem that you have in your life. And now that you know this journey, it will allow you to follow it with a lot more grace and a lot more ease, because you'll know what the next step is. You know what's coming, and you can choose your thoughts and be open to, okay, what am I supposed to learn here? And just asking that question feels really empowering and gets you out of the stuck state and keeps you moving forward. So we love teaching this. As you can tell, we're very passionate about it. If you would like to dive deeper, as Billy said, we have the Amplify Your Mind Masterclass, both as a self-guided option and a live option. The live dates are on the website. If you'd love to join us live, we'd love to have you. And we just encourage everyone to never stop learning, because our unconscious mind is programmed to continuously learn. We are literally, you know, part of nature, like plants. We're either growing or decaying, and the learning is the growing. So keep on growing.
And yes, and if you've taken any of our programs before, you know they're highly experiential. We're not just, you're going to listen to Melissa and I talk for 2 days and talk at you. We are literally taking you on a journey. We're giving you so many tools and techniques and skills in that, you know, key four, in order for you again to then manage your life so that you can access those solutions and get the results you want. We want you to be able to implement the things that we are teaching, not just use them as theory, or, you know, as Melissa called it, shelf development. Oh yeah, I went to this really cool, you know, masterclass on the weekend and I learned some cool things and I just put it on the shelf. We give you a 30-day challenge after, with all the tools that we have taught you over the weekend, and give you all of that in order for you again to deepen the neurology that's just the way that you show up in the world. A lot of this work is about embodying it, not just learning some cool techniques and some cool tools. We actually teach you how to embody it so that it becomes a part of you and something we call, you know, unconscious competence at that stage four of learning. Then now you don't have to think about it, just like you do with a car. The first time you sat in a car, you had to think about it a lot. And now you just sit in your car and, you know, one hand on the wheel, you're listening to podcasts, listening to music or talking to friends, and your car basically is driving itself, which is your unconscious mind. And that's what we want you to learn how to do, is give that beautiful, beautiful mind of yours, that unconscious mind, more ease and flow so that you don't have to think about life as much, because you are just naturally flowing through life and it's easier. And again, who doesn't want a little bit more ease in their life?
So thank you for tuning in each and every week. And if you know someone that can benefit from listening to this particular episode, please share it with them and come on back and join us again next week. Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of the Clear the Screen Show. If you love what you heard, take a screenshot, post it on social media, and tag us, because we would love to celebrate you.
And if you want to go deeper, scan the QR code, check out our Light Circle membership. This is a community where it's going to serve you and uplift you and empower you, because when you end your anxiety, that's where your abundance begins. And when you can amplify you, then you can impact others.